Tashdee Lake, and welcome to Tibet This Week, a weekly news edition on Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Central Tibetan Administration. Let's have a look at today's headlines. His Holiness the Dalai Lama opened a conversation about leadership, a compassion in action. His Holiness the Dalai Lama meets with Martin Luther King III and his family at his residence. The budget session of the Tibetan Parliament in Exile begins. European Union expresses concern about dire situation in Tibet, calls for immediate release of Chajal Rinpoche. Human rights violations in Tibet raised at 55th UN Human Rights Council session. Tibetans in Australia protest against Chinese Foreign Minister's visit, calls for prioritize human rights over trade. New York and New Jersey Tibetan Association and regional VTAC representatives seek Senator Chuck Schumer's assistance in enacting S-138. A delegation of Peace and Harmony visit Tibetan Parliament in exile. On Wednesday this week, His Holiness the Dalai Lama met with 14 young leaders taking part in the Dalai Lama Fellows Program and an accompanying group of invited guests. The Dalai Lama Fellows is a unique one-year leadership program for emerging social change makers that is designed to integrate contemplative work and intentional personal transformation with efforts to bring about positive change in their respective communities.
With warm-heartedness and with smile, everywhere I go, warm-heartedness and smile, everybody become my friend. Not by force or money or just education, warm-heartedness. So I always say, talking, warm-heartedness. Since we from our mother provide us real warm-heartedness, nothing to do with religion. That I feel important.
Since the Dalai Lama Fellows program was launched in 2004, more than 200 fellows from 50 countries have taken part. On Monday this week, Martin Luther King III, a global human rights activist and son of Martin Luther King Jr., and his family received a special audience with His Holiness the Dalai Lama at his residence in Dharamshala.
So I always believe 7 to 8 billion human beings, we are same. Now, important is we have to think a common aim, world peace, through individual mental peace. Religion is personal matter, and race is also personal matter. Basically, we are same. Same way we are born, now, sooner or later, same way we pass away. So while we are alive, we have to live happily, with genuine face, things of brotherhood, sisterhood.
His Holiness the Dalai Lama spoke to the visiting group about the need to understand our shared humanity. In attendance during the meeting were a few board members of the Dalai Lama Center located in Vancouver, Canada. Following Martin Luther King's third audience with His Holiness, he visited Central Tibetan Administration, where he and his delegation were welcomed by Sigyong Pemba Tsering of the Central Tibetan Administration at the Kashag Secretariat. During the meeting, Sigyong Pemba Tsering presented an overview of the political history of Tibet, situations inside Tibet, and the Tibetan community in exile. To shed light on Tibetan freedom movement, Sigyong introduced ancient ties between Tibet and China and Tibet and India, and debunked the PRC's claim over Tibet as its integral part since the time immemorial, and underscored resolving the Tibet-China conflict through the middle way approach while maintaining the historically proven Tibet as a separate entity. Martin Luther King III shared his interest in collaborating with U.S.-based Dalai Lama Center to promote the oneness of humanity to Sigyong during the meeting. On Monday this week, the seventh session, the budget session of the 17th Tibetan Parliament in Exile for the fiscal year of 2024 to 2025 commenced, scheduled to be held from 18th to 30th March. Addressing the House, Speaker emphasized the importance of seizing the current political and economic situation in China to advance the righteous cause of Tibet. Given the global prominence of Sino-Tibetan conflict has attained through the benevolent actions of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, this is a pivotal movement to act. Highlighting that the establishment of the Tibetan Parliament in Exile had long been an aspiration of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, the Speaker introduced the session's agenda. This included the presentation of the budget, the report of the Rules and Regulation, Review Committee report of the Budget Estimate Committee, and other pertinent matters. Sigyong Pemba Tsering, the incumbent finance column of the Central Tibetan Administration, presented the 2024 to 2025 budget of the Central Tibetan Administration, proposing an amount of ₹3,331.55 million. In a statement delivered under Item 4 during the ongoing 55th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, the European Union reiterated its concern about the dire human rights situation in Tibet, spotlighting the forced assimilation of Tibetan children in Chinese state-run boarding schools and mass collection of DNA samples of Tibetans. Furthermore, the European Union highlighted the harassment, intimidation, surveillance, including transnational repression faced by human rights defenders, lawyers, journalists, independent reporters, other media workers, academics, writers, and intellectuals. The European Union strongly condemned exit bans, house arrests, torture, ill-treatment, unlawful detention, sentencing, and enforced disappearance, including through residential surveillance in designated locations that could amount to torture and ill-treatment. In a statement, the European Union also emphasized on China on the importance of respecting the rule of law and principle of non-refoulement and refrain from extraterritorial activity, including coercion that is not in the line with international law. Additionally, the European Union reaffirmed its commitment to closely monitoring the situation and called for immediate and unconditional release of Chadel Rinpoche, Anya Senda, Go Sherab Gyatso, Golok Panden, Tashi Doji, Zamkar Jamyang, and Semki Doma, among others. Representative Genkang of the Office of Tibet Brussels welcomed the European Union's statements and expressed gratitude. On Wednesday this week, during the 55th UN Human Rights Council, Tibetan delegate urged the UN Human Rights Council to promptly address concerning reports of China's human rights violations. Phinso Topgail, the UN Advocacy Officer at the Tibet Bureau in Geneva, delivered an oral statement at the 55th UN Human Rights Council session, highlighting critical human rights issues demanding attention. He expressed alarm over China's systematic efforts to eradicate Tibetan cultural identity.
For threatened peoples.
Mr. President, this year marked the 65th anniversary of Tibetan National Uprising Day. For the past six decades, Tibetan people human rights have been violated with impunity and urgently need council attention, as not by UN experts, nearly 1 million Tibetan children are forced to attend residential school system, deprived of learning Tibetan language, history, and culture. China is also collecting Tibetan DNA samples and Aries skin sample as part of large-scale control and surveillance mechanisms. This year also marked the 35th birth anniversary of 11th Panchen Lama Gyendichi Gnyima, who was kidnapped by the Chinese authority in 1989 at 6 years of age, and since then his whereabouts are unknown. Just 4 days before the opening of this 55th Human Rights Council session, Chinese authorities have made mass arrests of Tibetans peacefully protesting against construction of massive dam in Daegye that would force two villages to vacate and destroy several Buddhist monasteries and ancient murals. Therefore, we call on China for unconditional release of all the arrested Tibetan protesters. We also call upon China to stop the dam project, which is also detrimental fragile ecosystem of Tibetan Plateau. We further call on China to respect the freedom of peaceful protesters, including individuals like Gompoki, and to refrain from using violence or arbitrary detention against them. Thank you.
Topkil highlighted the mass arrest of peaceful Tibetan protesters in Daegye and urged China to release all the Tibetan protesters. In an urgent plea ahead of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's visit to Australia this week, Representative Kama Singhi has called upon the Australian Foreign Ministry Penny Wong to prioritize discussions on the critical situation in Tibet. Highlighting the escalating repression and systematic discrimination faced by Tibetans under Chinese rule, the representative has underscored the urgent need for international attention and action. In a letter addressed to the Australian Foreign Minister, Representative Kama Senge states that Wang Yi's forthcoming visit serves as a crucial opportunity to raise concerns regarding the deteriorating human rights situation in Tibet. As Australia maintains a significant trade relationship with China, the representative stressed the importance of incorporating human rights concerns into bilateral discussions to foster a more equitable and just relationship between the two nations. On Wednesday this week, hundreds of Tibetans and Tibet supporters from all over Australia, joined by activists from Uyghurs, Hong Kong and Falun Gong communities, protested in front of Parliament House against the visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi to the Australian capital, Canberra. Tibetans and Tibet supporters from across Australia urged the Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong to put human rights above trade and hold Chinese leadership to account for its atrocities in Tibet. The protesters sent a strong message to China and Australian government: human rights are not for sale. Co-chair of the Australian All-Party Parliamentary Group for Tibet and Greens Senator Janet Rice addressed the gathering, calling for both the Foreign Minister Penny Wong and the opposition's Shadow Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham to urgently raise human rights concern with Wang in their meeting. The other members of the parliament who joined the protest to express their solidarity and support for Tibetans and other victims of CCP include Senator Lydia Thorpe, Senator Dean Smith, Senator Jordan Steele John, MP David Wallace and MP David Gillespie. The Chinese liaison officer of the Tibet Information Office, Tawa Sangmo, highlighted the recent crackdown on peaceful Tibetan protesters in Daegye County in the traditional province of Kham and urged the Chinese government to immediately and unconditionally release all Tibetans detained in Daegye protests. The Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong at the post-meeting news conference said that she has raised Australia's concern about human rights, including Xinjiang, Tibet and Hong Kong.
As you would expect, I raised Australia's concerns about human rights, including in Xinjiang, Tibet and Hong Kong.
On Monday this week, executive members of the New York and New Jersey Tibetan Association and representative of the regional VTAC members met with Tandeep Kaur Swane, program director at Senator Chuck Schumer's office, to seek the senator's support in passing the S-138. The program director, Tandeep Kaur Swane, was briefed about the roles of the Tibetan Association during the meeting and pleaded with her for assistance in seeking support from Senator Chuck Schumer in passing the Tibet bill in the Senate. On Thursday this week, Deputy Speaker Domas Rinte Kang convened a meeting with the delegation of Peace and Harmony led by Sri Biputi Kumar Mishra, the national president of Akhil Bharat Rachanamak Samaj. The delegation received a comprehensive briefing on the evolution, functioning and composition of the Tibetan Parliament in exile. The visiting delegation had the opportunity to observe the proceedings of the ongoing session, where they were warmly welcomed by the assembly. Sri Biputi Kumar Mishra served as the national president of Akhil Bharat Rachanamak Samaj in New Delhi. The organization founded by Gandhian social worker Padma Vibhushan, Dr. Nirmala Deshpande, former MP, aims to promote peace and communal harmony globally. That is all the news for this week's edition of Tibet This Week. Thank you for watching Tibet TV.